0110. Selected. Dentrica 1 of 1. Engaged neural congress. Wireless auto shunt acquired. Uploading. Drop site. 111/389.777. 453.22°, 23°, 22. Have been selected as the drop site by the fabricator locum, in consultation with his attendant magi and Primus Haldren 44 Stroika. On a hololithic representation, it was just a grid coordinate. An area of clear land, identified on antiquated schematics and devoid of the busy architecture that characterized the rest of the Manufactoria district. Stroika had decided that it was as strategically sound a starting point for an urban invasion as 27,000 other drop sites, but Engra Myrmidex favored this position over all others for the simple fact that it was situated closest to the Magniplex Maximal, the former Forge Temple principal of all Vulcanos. For the Fabricator Locum, the Magniplex Maximal had to be a key operational target for Stroika and his Skitarii for a number of reasons. As he had told his magi, Stroika, and his senior alphas, the Forge Temple principal was still likely the techno-feudal capital of the planet, even under the Dark Mechanicum, housing the Forge World's command structure. Myrmidex hoped for a swift and decisive invasion, with the Forge World's ruling priesthood annihilated in the opening stages. The lower strata of heretics could then be mopped up by purgation actions, while the info tombs and technological treasures of Vulcanos Magna were plundered and catalogued. The Fabricator Locum also told Stroika and the Gathering that the info tombs below the Magnaplex Maximal housed the Forge Temple's high altar, the repository of the Forge World's most precious knowledge. Thousands of years of secrets, from both before and after Vulcanos Magna's terrible tragedy, awaited them. These factors had weighed heavily on Stroika's analysis and battle plans. On the planetary approach, when the fleet became truly acquainted with the extent of the damage suffered by the Forge World, the Primus feared that Myrmidex's key objective had been lost. By some fell miracle, however, the Magniplex Maximal had escaped decimation. The monstrous Forge Temple sat on the edge of the colossal drop-off that plunged kilometers down to the raging planetary core. Settling on the drop site, Stroika had been asked by 10 Victro Tiberiacs how they could count on the site still being clear and suitable for landing the Mechanicus bulk troop transports. Stroika had told his second-in-command that Mars itself still bore much the same layout as it had done 10,000 years before, despite suffering several apocalyptic tragedies, including civil war and the treachery of Horus. As holy sites, Forge Temples were not demolished or moved. Since the needs of such sites remained the same, the supply networks that existed in surrounding districts also tended to remain the same. When Stroika showed Tiberiax the ancient data he had on the drop site, the Skitarii officer was further convinced. The landing zone had been a radioactive waste dump known as the Red Barrens before the warp storm, and not a great prospect for redevelopment. "Incredible," 10 Victro Tiberiax streamed, standing on the huge ramp of the Nuncio. "Just incredible." Haldren 44 Stroika walked up beside him, with the servo skull Phrenos 361 hovering nearby. Tiberiax was amazed. The Primus had been right. Thousands of years of warp storm isolation and spiritual pollution had done little to change the area. It was still a radioactive wasteland, bar the fact that after thousands of years of continuous service, it was more of a mountain of radioactive waste. Like a conquering general of old, Haldren 44 Stroika had taken the high ground. All about the Rad Barrens, terraces had been cleared by Magna machinery and dozers to enable further use of the site. The radioactive machinery now sat as smouldering wrecks, permanent additions to the site they tended, a testament to the precision fire of Skitarii Rangers. The terraces served as landing sites for the Mechanicus dropships that were spilling forth thousands of Skitarii soldiers, iron strider engines and dune crawlers that made short work of the radioactive slopes. Nallo Decker 871 trudged up the slope towards them, flanked by a pair of his rust stalkers. It had been Decker's killclades that had been responsible for the bodies that lay strewn across containment barrels, tumbling down gritty slopes and face down in pools of radioactive seepage. Before the cybernetic sharpshooters of Tiberiax's ranger cohorts or even the vanguard Skitarii, whose function it was to establish such a foothold in enemy territory, Princeps Decker had unleashed his cybernetic killers. Exploiting a loophole in his protocols, Nalo Decker 871 had deployed his spindly Ruststalker units upon touchdown, and they had set about massacring the servitors, waste processors, and slave reclamators with their transonic blades. Even now, under Decker's orders, the gas-masked killers picked their way across the Rad Barons on their cloven appendages, butchering the misshapen denizens of the shanty communities at the foot of the radioactive mound.
"You streamed for me,"
Nalo Decker 871 said, as he reached the ramp of the Nuncio. In his metallic hiss of a voice, it sounded more of an accusation than a statement.
"I did," Stryker transmitted back. "And you know why, Princeps. Report."
As the three Skitarii officers stood in mind-linked communion, Ironstrider engines and their riders filed past. The long legs of the walkers took them down the ramp and over the radioactive shallows.
"I prosecuted my duty in line with my protocols,"
Decker told his Primus, his optics burning to pinpoints of light from within his hood.
"But not in line with my intentions," Stryker warned.
The Skitarii commander didn't know how much of the man Nalo Decker 871 had been existed within the spindly armor of a Ruststalker. Stryker suspected very little. Perhaps just a brain, full of murderous service and an icy heart that beat to the rhythm of war. With their blasted bodies dragged from the field of battle and straight to a surgical slab, dying Skitarii who had served their overlords well were blessed with future function in the form of Sicarian Ruststalkers. Little more than cybernetic assassins, they were close combat constructs of cold savagery. Princeps, like Nalo Decker 871, saw themselves as manifestations of the motive force, the violent requirements of progress and change. In becoming but a scrap of flesh within a metal body, Decker viewed himself and his sufferings as taking a step ever closer to the Omnisire's ideal. He viewed the flesh of his enemies similarly so, and aimed to relieve them of its burden with his transonic blade and the cord-claw appendage of crackling talons that shimmered with molecular dissonance at his side.
"Every construct must play his part, Princeps," Stryker told the Ruststalker, "his allotted part in the successes to come. For if one part of a machine decides to perform the function of another and abandon its own, where would that leave the machine as a whole?"
Nalo Decker 871 didn't answer. "Perhaps your cogitator is busy doing something else, Princeps," Haldron 44, Stryker said.
"No, Primus."
"Good," Stryker said, his stream crackling with growing infuriation.
"Perhaps it can handle this. You'll leave the Vanguard to its duties, for it is my honor to lead them as any Primus should, from the front, with his unquestioning legions behind him."
"Yes, Primus,"
Nalo Decker 871 hissed.
"Since you have seen fit to turn our drop site into a mound of corpses, I have further butchery for you,"
Stryker transmitted.
"While my cohorts advance on the Forge Temple principle, and Princeps Tiberiax is spread out through the surrounding districts, subhives and forges, you will secure the drop site further."
"You wish me to remain behind with the dropships?" Decker streamed incredulously.
"Alpha Nanierix and his Ranger contingent have that responsibility,"
Stryker said, shooting Decker down once more.
"His Rangers, Omnispectrals and Servo Skulls have reconnoitred the structures around the Rad Barons. This district is dominated by slave mills, indentured labor units and cybernetically enhanced slave populations, in their thousands. Nanierix tells me that their dark overlords have them on the move and suspects they have been given impromptu directives to storm the drop site, while defense forces are assembled. Tiberiax and I will handle the defense forces. Those indentured wretches, however, are to be slaughtered where they toil. Take your killclades to the mills, Princeps. Neutralize the threat to our foothold here. Do you understand your duties, Princeps Decker? Their import, and the limitations of their parameters?"
Once again, Nalo Decker 871 was silent. The Princeps seemed to sense movement in 10 Victro Tiberiax's servos, and before the other Princeps could issue a doctrinal remonstration, issued a static-laced response of his own.
"It will be done, Primus."
Turning and walking away down the hill, Decker stopped. A stream of autocannon fire tore up the black grit of the slope, sending fountains of radioactive seepage splattering for the sky.
A Forge World Hellblade, one of the regrouping remnants of the fighter wing that had attacked the dropships, shrieked overhead. Streaking up behind it through the thin chemical smog was a lightning strike fighter, painted in the god-pleasing red of Mars. The aircraft had been dispatched from the fleet's arc cruisers upon Engra Myrmidex's command. Fast as they were, the Lightnings and their servitor pilots had not been of service during the Skitarii insertion, but were now proving their worth against the Forge World's defense wing and temple-mounted emplacements. As Nalodeca 871 continued down the slope, the Lightning seared a pair of las beams at the attacking Hellblade, downing the enemy aircraft with its cannons. A second Lightning screamed in to dispatch the falling target. It fired a missile that turned the enemy craft into a ball of tumbling flame before peeling away. With frag raining harmlessly down about him, Haldron 44 Stryker felt the steely presence of the Fabricator Locum through his umbilical data tether. Ghosting the Primus and his Skitarii soldiers through the sweeping interface of Phylactic Communion, Engra Myrmidex surveyed the drop site through the eyes, optics, and augers of the Skitarii on the ground. 10 Victro Tiberiacs felt the Phylactic intrusion also and gave his Primus a nod. Even the Fabricator Locum's mere presence was enough to prompt the officers. Engra Myrmidex was watching, and through him, the Machine God.
"Praise the Omnisire,"
Tiberiax said, making the sign of the cog with the interspaced knuckles of his gauntlets.
"Praise the Omnisire," Stryker agreed. "Let this day be his. Let this fallen world's secrets be our Lord Fabricator's, and victory our own. To your cohorts! I expect the capital districts designated Korga, Numaris, Akaton, and Deisirius, including their subhives and temples, to be in Skitarii hands by this tentacle tomorrow. Vulcanosian standard."
"My Skitarii will not rest until it is so, Primus."
10 Victro Tiberiacs left his commander and stepped off the side of the Nuncio's ramp, slipping between a train of Onager dune crawlers that were making their arachnoid way onto the field of battle from the dropship's hold. Stryker cast his cycling optics across the Rad Barons and the Heretic Forge world beyond. With a lidless blink, he cleared his data streams and overlays. His rad sensor crackled with the deadly radiation of the mountainous dump, like those that dangled from the silvered battle plate and red trench cloaks of the Skitarii thousands disembarking their monstrous dropships. Stryker watched the sea of hoods and helmets bob down the mountainside, the blistering blue glow of weaponry like marker lights signifying their progress. The gait of robotic legs and the sight of so many cybernetic soldiers in synchronized movement was almost hypnotic. Orders were streamed. Obedience was silent. It would have made for a serene vision, but for the tortuous din beyond. The heavy metal clunk of crawlers and iron strider engines. The sky-splitting scream of Heretic fighters and Mechanicus lightnings doing battle above. Worst of all, the sickening thunder of endless Forge World production. Vox hailers bawling corrupt scrap code, warnings and inducements. Bottomless quarries being blast plundered of raw materials, stone, metals and ores, all warped by the storm-bathed taint of the great Gaia. Hell-fed furnaces raging with immaterial energies. Vast, baroque complexes that roared with machinery possessed. Swarms of warp-thralled workers and monstrous weapons of demonic design. Beyond the shimmering mire of spent fuels, rusted barrels of contaminant, and irradiated scrap upon which Stryker stood, the Forge world of Vulcanus Magna extended like a nightmarish vision of infernal industry and black Byzantine architecture. Exhaust towers vented strange flame, while skyscraping node columns arced unnatural energies. It was a darkness of chains, corrugation, and mechanized vastness, lit by sparks, arcing energies, and cascades of molten metal. With the capital districts and their forge temples forever facing away from the system's bleak star, one half of the planet was cast in perpetual night, seen through the thin veil of a chemical broom. The twisted silhouette of forge fire dotted industry extending towards the horizon, however, was backlit by the fierce metallic blaze of light proceeding from the planet's exposed demonic core. It was towards this fell brilliance that Haldron 44 Stryker would take his Skitarii vanguard, and where, Omnisire willing, the Forge Temple Principal, the Magnaplex Maximal, awaited him.
"Phrenos," Stryker said, his modulations misting on the cool air of the radioactive peak.
Go ahead and apprise Alpha Versorius of my intention to accompany him and his vanguard Skitarii in the first wave. We shall meet the enemy on the freightways. We shall destroy them among the very production plants that created them. Tell him to ready his cohorts.
As the servo skull drifted off down the radioactive slope, Stryker turned to see Alpha Nannierix march down the dropship ramp, flanked by a pair of his trench-cloaked rangers. The Skitarii held galvanic rifles and, like Nannierix, offered the Primus a new spheric salute.
Alpha Nannierix, Haldron 44, Stryker said.
Yes, my Primus.
The drop site is yours.